97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Cusumano coming up to recap the Mizzou victory last night, talk about the Cardinals and a few other things as well. Paul Hall from Common Guy Films is with us to talk entertainment. I think we would both agree. We don't agree on everything, but I think we would both agree. And Fred, I think you would also agree that maybe in about 8 months, a year's time, we're going to have a documentary on Lindsey Clancy.
No Paul. Kidding.
Three-part, four-part, because probably several documentaries on this case, if I had to anticipate. How are you this afternoon?
It seems like we'll get like two waves of them. You'll get the instant docs, which you'll get soon.
Yeah.
You might even have within a month. And then you'll get the ones that'll hit us in like 3 or 4 years. It'll be all the hairy details down to the bottom, even the things you didn't see here. Maybe good, maybe bad, but probably about 4 or 5 different ones will come forward at that point.
Yeah, and look, I think for the most part, and you've recommended, and I've recommended some of these out there, some of the documentaries even, I finally wrapped up The Pastor's Wife, and I didn't know if that was going to be something I would stick with, but I did, and I thought it was pretty well executed. Now, some of the things that happened in the end and the accusations about how something wrapped up, I don't want to give too much away here, mm-hmm. I think was a little off kilter there. But overall, I thought it was a pretty good doc.
Yeah, it was, and it kept your attention. I mean, any good documentary takes a story that we're all interested in and will develop it into something that engages you throughout. Sometimes they come to a conclusion, sometimes they don't. I prefer the ones that document and don't try to push a side or another. Just give you all the facts and let you decide.
Okay, let me ask you, because I don't know if you talked about this, and Fred, I think that you're going to know this case, and Ethan might know a little bit about this as well. So I think this was on Netflix. I ran across this series. Lindsay Cerniak is involved in this, and it's called Game Day Murders. And these are like 45-minute mini documentaries on things that happen in the sports world that are going to just kind of blow your mind. And the first episode is about this kid who was killed, and he was a big basketball player in the early 2000s for BYU. But the second kid, so first of all, Paul, are you familiar with these series of docs that I'm referring to?
This particular one, no, I'm not, Mark.
Okay, I wasn't either, but here's what's interesting, Fred. And Ethan, I don't know if you know about this. The second episode is about the Mike Danton case. Do you know what Mike Danton's all about? So 3 days after scoring a goal in a playoff game for the St. Louis Blues, he was arrested by FBI agents in a murder-for-hire plot that was crazy. Do you remember this, Fred?
Whoa.
Do you not remember the Mike Danton case?
I forgot about it till now.
Right. So this was in early 2000s, 2004. I wasn't even back in St. Louis at the time. But he was literally arrested during the Blues' first-round playoff series against the Sharks. I have not watched the second episode. So, again, it's like 5 different episodes. The first one is on, and again, I might be making a mistake. It might be Baylor. I'd have to look this up. But the second one, for sure, is on the Mike Danton case. And I looked this up, and Fox 2 did a little blurb on this about a month ago, because I think these all came out about a month ago. But I would recommend these because they look very interesting. Okay, that was off the beaten track just a little bit. What else you got for us this weekend?
I haven't seen that, and I'm going to have to check it out now, Mark. But first up, let's go to Apple TV Plus. We have a new movie over there that features some stars that you would think would be in theaters. Ryan Reynolds and Kenneth Branagh on a new film called Mayday.
How good, you have not died.
Who are you? Why am I tied to the bed?
So that you would not move during the surgery.
What do you mean, surgery?
In your leg, I repaired an artery. You screamed a lot, but that is my fault because I do not have proper anesthesia.
Okay, what is with all the American stuff?
This may shock you. I admire your country very much.
You know, I've seen the trailer for this many times because I've been watching Tehran lately on Apple TV Plus, and it looks rather fun. Although, as you probably know, Ryan Reynolds has drawn attention to this project and himself in a very awkward way in the last couple of days. Did you dial yourself into that controversy?
That, and I thought to myself, was he alive during the 80s?
Yeah, for people,
I don't know what his birthday is.
76. So he was. He was born in 1976, but it's just bizarre. I played the audio earlier. I'm not going to waste my time with it now, but he talked about how the 80s were this, you know, traumatizing period in American culture, and nothing could be further from the truth. So I think he was one of those. Look, Paul, we both interviewed celebrities quite a few times, and sometimes you get a question, and I think he just kind of lost his way on that one. But is the movie any good? That's what I want to know.
The movie has plenty of 80s references, and that's kind of where all of that interview topics all of those interview topics generated from. Here he plays a lieutenant who, well, he's going to surveil Russia during the Cold War. And we did that plenty of times. So it's kind of, you could say it's almost based on what went on. But he was in a spy plane. That spy plane, for whatever reason, came down out of the altitude to a point where it could get shot down. He ends up behind enemy lines, captured or taken in by Kenneth Branagh's Nikolai character. Now, it turns out Nikolai has this really big obsession with everything American, including Top Gun. He said he's worn out two or three copies of watching the movie itself, and he loves American culture, despite being an ex-KGB agent. It's an interesting fish out of water. The two get together, and they've got to get back to America and finding out a little bit about each other's countries along the way. It's funny.
I think I heard, because in some of the comparisons to the 80s, I believe I heard a reference from either Ryan Reynolds or somebody else who was connected with the film to Midnight Run being part of the inspiration, which is one of my favorite movies of the 80s. Charles Grodin and Robert De Niro. It's a fantastic like road trip movie. Is there a little Midnight Run aspect in this as well?
There are parodies of, or at least pieces from a lot of different movies. As you watch this, you'll feel like it's taken from a couple different movies along the way, including that, as well as Top Gun, as well as others. Some of it will feel very familiar to you. In fact, some of the backgrounds here, I had to ask. I had seen the film with my wife, and I said, is that AI, or is that just the classic old, put a car in front of a green screen and just transition the backgrounds, kind of like think Seinfeld and the way the cars would move in the background.
Right. And I'm very familiar with that because I just rewatched all of Seinfeld. And yes, it's that fake car looking. They're just sitting in a studio somewhere, and you see the traffic, you know, from the rear view window in theory.
Right, correct. And but this is from the side view, and you see the different landscapes pass by as they're traveling. I liked it. Once I got over the fact that it seemed so ridiculous, and I couldn't figure out why, if it was meaning to be more funny, more dramatic, it's got a little bit of both, but I liked Mayday. It's maybe not the best film to come around in a while. The two actors are on screen a lot, and it's something definitely to check out over on Apple TV Plus.
All right. Tell me about The Runner, not to be confused with Runner, which is another project, right?
Yeah, it's funny. The Runner came up, you know, a couple weeks ago we had this drop where the Statham movie showed up on Prime early, and it wasn't supposed to. Now, when you see The Runner showing up on Prime Video, you say to yourself, are they doing this again, where they dropped something they should have? No, this is a totally different movie. Gal Gadot, as well as Damian Lewis, are here. And it's the story of a runner. She's a lawyer, but she's out for a run when she finds out her son is kidnapped. And she must do whatever the person on the phone tells her to, or her son won't make it. I know. I'm building the tension.
Mm-hmm.
It really is making you want to see Gal Gadot run for the better part of 90 minutes. It is not that deep at all. Somebody compared it to Speed with no bus and just having her run throughout the city. The Runner is on Prime Video. Let's just put it that way.
So we were talking about documentaries, and I think you and I talked about it during the Olympics, this breakdancing thing with Ray Gun, right? Which was just comedic and everyone made fun of Ray Gun. So to your point, sometimes these things get flipped very quickly, and we have a Ray Gun documentary, don't we?
Untold. This is the Untold series, which we've seen a lot of these on Netflix.
Which are pretty good
series, the way they come together. Untold, Ray Gun, Breaking Bad, tells the story of the lead up to the Olympics. In fact, the Olympics part doesn't show up until about two-thirds of the way into this kind of short documentary. But it leads into a different character than what we all were led to believe after all the takedowns in the meme culture. And what her life was before this. Now, some of it is just as comedic as you could imagine. Others makes you feel for her and how she's trying to rehabilitate her life because people had torn her, you know, her life apart.
Well, we all made fun of her quite a bit, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And she thought on the day of, and as you see in this documentary, her and her husband both thought she killed it that day. Well, she killed it, but obviously it became something else. And in fact, that early finding out, that early awareness of what social media did to her is classic in this movie, and it's something that just it kind of makes you break your heart a little bit for how social media can kill
you.
Well,
and that's why I don't know if I want to watch this, because look, you know, it's easy for me and people like me, and we do it on Twitter, to glom onto this stuff, but there are human realities of all this stuff too, and my sense is maybe we're going to feel a little guilty for how we treated Reagan. Quickly, because I got to get to Cusimano here, and we got football to talk about. Chad Powers is back on Hulu for season two. I really liked season one. I thought it was light and funny, and I'm excited to see it. Have you seen any of the episodes, Paul?
I've seen about, I've been through about half this season as it is. The thing about it, I like it a lot, all right? I still like it a lot in season two. However, I'm going to warn you up front, it seems a lot more serious, a lot more dramatic than the funny. The first one kind of skewed more towards the fun and games. This one, not as much, but still a good time. Glenn Powell works. The whole cast works. I love it.
But Steve's, I say on, this, sophomore seasons are tough. They really are. A lot of times the third season is a little bit more easy to execute in an effective way. One other thing you wanted to mention is Dolly is everywhere, right? You got 9 to 5 on a bunch of streaming services.
Yeah, you know, last week we talked about how it was nowhere, and then it was up on Prime Video. Now you can get it on almost every service. Hulu, Netflix has it up there, HBO Max. If you want to see 9 to 5 and you have a streaming service, look around. You probably can find it now, even though it wasn't there, unfortunately, a couple weeks ago.
Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
SimpleCommonGuy.com. Mark, here's the gift I got for you. I promised I'd show it to you on camera there.
Oh, where is it? I have to look at the camera. Where is it?
It's the T-shirt.
Oh, it's a Diet Coke T-shirt.
I heart Diet Coke, just for Mark Reardon.
I love that. I love it.
Today.
Thank you very much, Paul Hall. We'll see you next Friday.
Get more at 971talk.com.